Miss, what are your thoughts about that today?
On December 1st, 1955, when I was arrested on the bus for refusing to stand up on the orders of the driver to have a white male passenger take the seat I was occupying, I had no thoughts at the time except trying to get home and take care of what my work and relaxation was there. However, we had been working very diligently through the NAACP on desegregating the public schools following the Supreme Court decision in 1954, and at that particular time I was concerned with the election of the NAACP officers and the activities of the NAACP Youth Council. I had encouraged many young members of the Youth Council to, within legal means, oppose racial segregation, and many of them were on their way to use the public library and the bus and other means that was segregated in order to make a test case. I did not myself plan to be a litigant in that matter, but fate just changed it around, and so here we are today with me as
Superintendent. Are you glad that you did that, as it turns out?
Yes, I am glad that I refused to stand up, and I'm glad that the people in Montgomery and all over the nation rallied around this incident, and it was the action of the people under the leadership of people you see here, and Dr. King, who's not with us, Mr. Nixon, and all the people who were involved, from the carpool drivers on to the dispatchers, and everybody worked together, and of course that brought about the success of the protest.
Attorney Craig, in handling